We have a game that we play sometimes as we drive along the road. And my kids lately have been noticing the road signs, and they're very quick to tell me the road signs that are coming up and what I should be doing and how I should be driving. Not that I think that I'm a bad driver, but sometimes they like to warn me of the road signs that are coming up. And as I was preparing for the children's talk, I began to think of what I might be able to say. And I just was thinking about different road signs and the instructions that we're giving. And I wonder, are there some here that might know some of the road signs that I have? And I hope everybody can see these. Does anybody know what that one there is? Red triangle. And then there's a cross in the middle. But anybody know what that is? One of the big ones? Yes? It's a crossroads. That is right. And that there tells us there's a crossroads coming up. What does this one mean? Now, if you don't know what this one is, yes, at the very back there. Stop. That was not a real easy one. I'm telling you, if you hadn't known that one, we're really in trouble. Who can tell me what this one is? Who knows what this one is? Yes, Jonathan? No entry. That's good. Is there somebody up at the top there can tell me about this one? Yes? One way. Very good. Here's one here. And I asked my wife, did she know what this one was? And she says, where'd you get that one? Well, this one here, believe it or not, is in the new highway codes. So does anybody know what that means? It used to be slightly different, but it's changed now. Well, that's probably all these EU laws. Yes, Catherine? No U-turns. That's right. You can't turn back on yourself. So you can't. It used to be a big U, but this is all these EU laws now coming in. We all now have to adhere to the international driving codes. What's this one? Yes, Ben, do you know it? Dead end. That's right. No through road. And this one here. Yes, the very top. Pardon? Roundabout, that's right. It's a roundabout. Now, all these signs. There's something about these signs. And one is a triangle, and it tells us that it's a warning sign. And then we have one that has a blue background. And those there are instruction signs. And anybody who goes to do their highway code, now they have to learn all these things and know the difference of all the different signs. But you know, as we go through life, we have warnings and we have instructions. And I was thinking in the just as I was reading my Bible, you know, the Bible's full of warnings and instructions. And you know, if we don't heed the warnings, something disastrous happens. And if we don't heed the instructions, we end up doing the wrong things. And this one here, if you don't heed this instruction, you end up driving down a street or a road, and when you get there, there's either a big barrier or a big brick wall, and you can't go any further. And you know, in the Bible, I was reading a parable in the Bible, and it's full of lots of parables, and I love reading different parables and things out of the Bible, because it takes me back to my Sunday school days, and I used to love all the stories that I was told by my Sunday school teachers, and a lot of them I remember because of specific things that happened in them. But I want to tell you about a man, and this man was a rich man, and you know, he didn't heed the warnings that were given to him. He didn't pay any attention to God. Because God has given us warnings and instructions in his Bible on how we can live our lives. And this rich man, he was doing okay. He had plenty of money. He had nice clothes. He had plenty of food. And he just lived for himself. He had no time for God at all. And it tells us as well about a poor man. And this man tells us in Luke chapter 16 that this man came and he was covered in sores. He had no money and he was very hungry. And it tells us in the Bible that if he just could have got some of the crumbs that fell from the rich man's table, he would have been satisfied. But more times than enough, it tells us that the dogs came and licked this man's sores. And he had a terrible life. And he was in torment and pain all the time. But this man here, you know, he didn't take any notice of him. He didn't pay any attention to him. He didn't do anything for him. And he just would have brushed him to the side and walked straight past him. You see, he didn't think that this man was worth taking any heed of. You know, sometimes we can be like that on the road as we drive along. Sometimes we don't take heed of our road signs. And we don't take heed of what somebody's trying to tell us. But it came a time when the rich man died and the beggar also died. And it tells us that the beggar was carried off by angels and placed in Abraham's bosom for comfort. But you know, something very sad happened to the poor man, to the rich man. The rich man says that he was sent to a place of torment. It tells us that he went down and he was sent to hell. And as the rich man looked up, the rich man seen Lazarus, the beggar, in the bosom of Abraham. And he began to see all the good things that he had now. And he looked up and it says he cried aloud and he cried unto Abraham and he asked, send Lazarus down that he may dip his finger in a cup of water and quench my tongue. But you know, Abraham had some sad news for him. Because you see, just like our road signs, there was no turning back for this man now. Because he had come to a dead end. He now had come to the end of his life. He couldn't turn around. And you know, there was something very important too. And as I was thinking of our one-way sign, you know, there's only one way to heaven. And Abraham told the rich man that there was no way that Lazarus would be able to come down and to do this for him because of this great gulf that God had made between heaven and hell. And that was so that no one could cross either way because there only is one way to heaven. And when you get there, you're there. Don't turn around, you can't come back again. And the same with hell, you don't come back. You know, I started to think of this man, and he disobeyed God, he had no time for God. And sometimes we're like that, and sometimes we don't have time for God. And maybe when we go to Sunday school, we don't have time to listen to our Sunday school teachers. And all the time they're trying to give us the warnings. And there only is one way. And Abraham tried to tell Lazarus, or the poor man, that there was only one way that he could have got to heaven. And that was through the Lord Jesus. But you see, this man didn't trust in him. And that's what I am here this morning to tell the boys and girls. There's only one way to get to heaven. And that one way to get to heaven is through the Lord Jesus. Because he died on the cross for us. You know, there's a song that we used to sing in Sunday school, and it was, I met Jesus at the crossroads, and Satan too was standing there, and he said, come this way, lots and lots of pleasures I will give to you today. You know, the rich man, he chose to go to the pleasures. But the song goes on to say that God also was standing there. And the person, and you're meant to stop and see what God has to say. See, this man didn't wait to see what God had to say because he had no time for him. But we have a choice. And when you get to the crossroads in your life where you say to yourself, am I going to follow God or am I going to follow myself? Am I going to go my own way or am I going to go to God's way? And that's where we have to make a choice when we come to a crossroads. We have to know we're going to go straight, we're going to go left, we're going to go right. But you know, if you go straight and you choose the one way to heaven and keep on that there path, because the Lord Jesus has told us that once you ask him into your heart, that he's there forever. There's no turning back. He doesn't leave you. He keeps with you all the way. And so I want you to think, as you're driving along with your mums and dads, and you see signs like one way, I want you to remember that there's only one way to heaven, and that's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he died on the cross for us. He died on the cross so that we can have our sins forgiven. And we have to believe in him, and we have to trust in him, and we have to ask him for forgiveness. And that is the only way. So there's only one way to heaven. You know, when you ask the Lord Jesus into your heart, you know, he's there forever. I want you to think, when there's no U-turns, there's no turning back. He's there in your life forever, and to keep you on the straight and the narrow. But you know, if you don't ask the Lord Jesus into your heart, and you see this sign here, dead end. You know, everybody's life comes to an end. And then when you come to an end, then we're faced, and you'll be faced with your no entry. You know, if you don't ask the Lord Jesus into your heart, there's no entry into heaven. You can't get into heaven any other way but by Jesus' blood and asking him forgiveness. So when you see a no entry sign, I want you to think of how you can't get into heaven. That if you don't ask the Lord Jesus into your heart, there's no entry into heaven. And when you see a one way sign, remember, the only way is the Lord Jesus. Thank you.